To the editor, it is unfortunate the Arlington Human Rights Commission did not take a more collaborative approach with county leaders to what is clearly an issue of import, conditions at the county detention facility. But I suspect my own experience with the commission will be insightful. I filed a complaint with the commission against the county manager and county board in 2021. The focus of the complaint was a denial of 911 services despite the fact that I am a senior citizen living alone, being threatened by a car idling in front of my home at 4 a.m. just the week before, a different car watched my home from three different positions for almost 20 minutes at 3:45 a.m. As a result of the first incident, I filed a report with Arlington County Police Department. In a tone more akin to how government officials talk to black folk in apartheid South Africa, the response of the 911 operator to the second incident was there was nothing she could do, not even check to see if there was a patrol car nearby. Within hours of the second incident, I reached out to the county manager and county board. No response. I reached out at least three times after that. Nada. The only heroes in this sorry saga were Chief Penn and Deputy Chief Vincent, who rose to the occasion in stellar fashion. Every other county official involved not only fumbled the ball, but dropped it over and over again. I eventually filed a complaint with the Human Rights Commission. The response was this issue was outside their purview. Because I was well aware of the scope of their purview, I asked for an explanation. I do not remember the exact response, but the sense of it was county operations were off limits. The commission should have handled its relations with county leaders differently. But I cannot help to feel what is really at play here is the commission never got the memo declaring the county manager and county board a no-fly zone. Jacqueline Coachman, Arlington.